Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them everything that I have taught you. And behold, surely I will be with you always to the very end of the age." This is the text. You may be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and love from the Lord Jesus. Amen. My dear brother and sister, Jesus' very last words on earth to his disciples were, "Go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have taught you. And if you are apprehensive or a little hesitant about it, I will be with you always to the very end of the age. Don't worry, I've got it covered." So the church goes and makes disciples of all nations by teaching the Word of God. No frenzied pace of activities in any congregation will ever substitute for the pure and simple preaching and teaching of the Word of God. The church is a little bit like a university or a college in which something is taught, that there is a curriculum. And this curriculum is renewed every 3 years. It is repeated. It is taught in our three-year lecture system. We hear the same readings every 3 years. We have always a new opportunity to learn more about this God that sends us into the world. Who is this God? Oh, this is the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Three persons, one God. Do you understand this? If you say yes, I will bestow on you the title of Doctor of Theology. It's not easy to understand that. On confirmation examination day, Johnny woke up with a very tough case of laryngitis, and he couldn't talk. And he told his mommy, "I hope that the pastor won't call on me too much today, because I cannot talk." And he was shaking. And all of a sudden, the pastor's finger during the examination descended on Johnny and said, "Johnny, explain our God, the Holy Trinity." Johnny swallowed hard and said, "One God, three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit." And the pastor said, "Excuse me, I can't understand that." And Johnny, "Not supposed to, just believe it." Well, that is our triune God. We cannot understand him. He is that great. How do you understand a God that is far above your imagination? That alone ought to be conclusive, scientific, rational, mathematically precise proof that he is God. You can't get him. You can't understand him. You cannot wrap your head around God. So this is the God that comes down with his Son and founds the Christian church, that through the church, disciples ought to be made. Through the church, the Word ought to be taught. Through the church, people ought to be saved. And so the church is organized in two semesters, the first and the second, the festive semester and the non-festive half. In the first half, we focus on what God has done for us. In the second half, what he wants to do for the world. When people ask me questions about sanctification and justification, scary, big words, I say, just think of it as an L-shaped action. Capital L, uppercase L, down and over. Justification, sanctification. God prepares you to teach the world through you. What God does for you is justification. But through you, sanctification happens. When the world hears about God through you and me. We are God's instruments to teach the world, to proclaim the gospel, but to teach the gospel to people so that they may be saved. It was only at the end of 3 years of instruction that Jesus told the disciples to go. Up to them, they were following. Now they are to go. Justification, sanctification. The first one, the teaching of what God has done for me, now is taught to the world. So what did God do for you? Well, he promised a Savior. Then the Nativity happened and the Savior was incarnate. Then God had this Savior go on the cross for you and die for you. He resurrected from the dead. He ascended into heaven and he sent down the Holy Spirit. 6 things God did for you. Now you're ready to go. We don't expect our babies to go and proclaim the gospel, not even grammar-aged children. We first prepare them through 3 years of instruction. I call it boot camp for the Christian soldier before we send him or her into battle. During these 3 years, the children not only learn what God has done for them, but how to use the Word of God as ammunition to defend themselves and to destroy the attacks and the works of the evil foe. It's in here, not in any other smart little book. It's in here. 59 verses a year are expected by memory of each one of these recruits in boot camp. I'm the drill sergeant. I don't let them forget it. But on their confirmation day, I give them each a prayer book with my cell number in it. Call me 24/7 whenever you need. Well, in the last 4 years, only 2 called me, but it's 2 more than probably would have called me had I not given my number to them. After all, I am their shepherd, their spiritual father, their drill sergeant that will lead the platoon in the battle against the hordes of hell that never give us a break until the day in which we are whisked away into our eternal home. But until that day, we will do the work of the Lord. And the work of the Lord is not easy. It is difficult. It is dangerous. If it were easy, everybody could do it. But only those that are indoctrinated in the Christian faith and filled with the justification by the Holy Spirit and educated by Him are ready to go and do the work of the church. The work of the church can be scary. It can even be deadly. It can be fatal. Every year, missionaries are sacrificed for their faith throughout the world. But those missionaries are the ones that you and I just heard. These are the martyrs of the Christian church that say to us in the hymn that you have just sung. Saints, see the cloud of witnesses surround us. Their lives of faith encourage and astound us. They are part of the church triumphant that is already in God's hands. Hear how the master praised their faith so fervent. Well done, my servant. Tap on the head. Now, they call to us, these saints, the martyred, your timid footsteps lengthen. Throw off sin's weight. Your halting weakness strengthen. In other words, are you going to preach the gospel? Then get the cardio out of it. Lengthen your footsteps. Mean it and lean into it. They say, we kept our faith. We shed our blood. We're martyred. Our lives we bartered. They bartered their lives for our church today to proclaim the gospel and to grow throughout the world. My dear brother and sister, let us go and be disciples and proclaimers of the gospel, not only on Sunday morning, not only when we enable missionaries to go, but in every day of our life, in the very audience that God gives us. If this task is tough, hard, painful at times, who better to do it than you and me? We got Christ at our side. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.